confidence. Her sins cannot now destroy her, since they are laid upon Christ and swallowed up by him. And she has that righteousness in Christ, her husband, of which she may boast as of her own, and which she can confidently display alongside her sins in the face of death and hell, and say, "If I have sinned, yet my Christ, in whom I believe, has not sinned, and all his is mine, and all mine is his." For the rest of his life, Luther took this message as good news that needs continually to be reapplied to the heart of the believer. From his own experience, he found that we are so instinctively self-dependent that while we happily subscribe to salvation by grace, our minds are like rocks, drawn down by the gravitational pull of sin, away from belief in grace alone. So he counseled his friend as follows. They try to do good of themselves in order that they might stand before God clothed in their own virtues and merits. But this is impossible. Among us you were one who held to this opinion, or rather, error. So was I, and I am still fighting against the error without having conquered it as yet. Therefore, my dear brother, learn Christ and him crucified. Learn to pray to him, and, despairing of yourself, say, "Thou, Lord Jesus, art my righteousness, but I am thy sin. Thou hast taken upon thyself what is mine, and hast given to me what is thine. Thou hast taken upon thyself what thou wast not, and hast given to me what I was not." What is grace? There is far more than first meets the eye standing between the Roman Catholic idea of salvation.